One of the really important questions trying to understand how sustainability impacts organizations is understanding what's the impact of sustainability on corporate behavior and as a result on corporate performance as well. We embarked in a journey trying to understand those two questions, and we did a research study where we identified organizations, 90 organizations in the US that adopted environmental and social policies in the early 90s. And we asked the question of how does the adoption of these policies impact their behavior and their performance in the future, going forward? So what we did is we tried to understand how those organizations behave in terms of like their governance structure, what's the time horizon that those organizations adopt, and what are the measurement and disclosure practices in those organizations around environmental and social issues. So what we did is we created a control group of firms in the early 90s as well, that exhibited exactly the same characteristics in terms of performance, in terms of capital structure, in terms of size, in terms of industry that they operate in. And we said, okay, those two groups are exactly the same, except for their sustainability performance. The fact that one group has adopted all these environmental and social policies and the other group hasn't adopted anything. So we asked, one group has this culture of sustainability and the other group just place less importance on those things because they don't adopt those type of policies. And we found the following differences. We found that sustainable organizations are much more likely to adopt a governance structure where actually the board reviews the sustainability performance of the organization, and also they provide incentives, financial incentives to executives based on environmental and social performance. Then we also found that in communications between the management and investors, the management uses a more long-term oriented language in communicating the vision and the mission of the company. And also we found that this is matched by a more long-term oriented investor base of the company. So the investors that hold the stock of these companies are more long-term oriented themselves. And then we looked at measurement practices and we said, are sustainable organizations more likely to measure employee-related risks, customer value generated, and supplier performance on environmental and social metrics? And the answer is yes. They are much more likely to measure things around employee health and safety, and they are much more likely to measure things around the environmental and social performance of their suppliers. What they don't is they don't track measures around customer profitability and customer performance. So measurement practices still they seem to lack. The other thing that we didn't find is more reliable assurance practices and audit practices around these metrics. So that is another topic that seems to be lacking. And then after we did all this, we tried to understand the performance implications and found that sustainable organizations outperform over the long term significantly their counterparts, and we found that this outperformance is concentrated in three sectors: in firms that compete on business-to-consumer business models, on firms that compete in industries that require large natural resources, extraction of natural resources, and in industries where firms compete on the basis of human capital and brands. In these sectors, we found that outperformance is more pronounced, and as a result, building a culture of sustainability is probably going to pay off more.